Watch, Jeff Bridges, Sean Astin, Adam Schiff join star-studded white dudes for Harris fundraiser. By Elizabeth Weibel on July 30, 2024. The Big Lebowski star Jeff Bridges, Lord of the Rings star Sean Astin, and Mark Hamill of Star Wars fame were among the many famous faces, along with left-wing lawmakers like Adam Schiff, DCA, who joined a virtual White Dudes of Harris event Monday night. It was the latest of such events hosted in an all-out effort to raise funds for Vice President Kamala Harris in her bid for the White House. "I got to laugh because I accepted the invitation," Bridges said on the call. "I was brought to the party, not so much as being white, and I certainly am, but because I'm a dude. So, a friend sent me this email today with your hat on there. And I said, oh, I got to have one of those, I qualify. I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris." I had no idea that this whole thing that we're up to was based on what, black women for Harris, right, Bridges continued. And, so it kind of morphed into white men for Harris. Bridges added he was excited that President Joe Biden had passed the baton so beautifully to Vice President Kamala Harris, referring to how Biden had announced he was withdrawing from the presidential race. "Kamala is just so certainly our girl," Bridges added. "I can see her being president, so excited. A woman president, man. How exciting." U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg also appeared. "I really just want to stress one thing to all of you," Buttigieg said on the call. "That is, as we work to keep up our energy and spread it to everybody we know, especially over the roller coaster of the next 100 days, there's a real chance right now, and I think to be driven, not just by what we're up against, but by what we believe in and what we're for. Not just what we're trying to stop." Rudy star Sean Astin and Beauty and the Beast star Josh Gad also made an appearance. Representative Steny Hoyer, DMD, also appeared on the virtual call and spoke about how it was inspirational hearing people talk about why their selection in the upcoming presidential election was so important, and how Harris supports the United States and its Constitution, among other things. Hoyer added that Biden was correct. "This has been so inspirational for me to hear all these people talking about why their selection is so important. I'm going to call this, White Dudes for America. And therefore, they are White Dudes for Kamala," Hoyer said. "Because Kamala supports this country, its constitution, its declaration, its principles, and its promise. And, that's why we all need to get together and support Kamala Harris for America." Hoyer added that Biden was correct in saying that the upcoming election is about the soul of America and the character of America, adding that Democrats were opposing a candidate who had neither soul nor character. Star Wars actor Mark Hamill described the Biden-Harris administration as having been the most successful legislative administration since former President Lyndon B. Johnson in 2 years, and continued to claim that now in 3.5 years the Biden-Harris administration had been the most legislatively successful administration since former President Franklin D. Roosevelt. "They always say this is the most important election of our lifetime," Hamill added. "I've heard that since I first voted in the 70s, but never has it been more true. One thing about Trump is he tells you what he's going to do. He takes credit for getting rid of Roe v. Wade and said everybody wanted to get rid of Roe v. Wade." Hamill continued to add it was important that voters stand up to Trump's mental illness and vote for Kamala. Swalwell spoke about how he was the son of a cop and how he knew what tough was because he had worked with cops. "And, you know who's tough?" Swalwell asked. "It's Kamala Harris. And, so she's tough, she's real, she's ready. She's smart. And something that we're all starting to really see, that I really like, is that she's fun. She's a person who can be serious, without taking herself too seriously." Swalwell continued on to advise people to be careful with their wording and messaging.